Blog Talk Radio.
Let me talk to you something for a second. Thank you. Welcome to Akron. This is my first time in Akron. I'm sure it'll be memorable.
Legendary pop rock icon Todd Rundgren is returning to Fairfield County, performing his seminal 1973 album, A Wizard, A True Star, in its entirety at the Stanford Center for the Arts Palace Theater on September the 9th. A Wizard, A True Star is universally heralded as the most innovative album of its time. Ticket information is available at awatslive.com. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Todd Rundgren perform this groundbreaking progressive rock album. Visit awatslive.com. That's awatslive.com today to reserve your chance to witness rock and roll history September the 9th at the Palace Theater in Stanford.
We need just one.
Well, hello, and welcome to a very special weekend edition of RundgrenRadio.com. Today, we're going to be going live to Todd Fest West, which is taking place out at the Lenders Spread today. And before Roger calls in, I see Roger's in the chat room. I want to tell everybody that the chat room is open if you want to start chit-chatting with everybody. And I've got just a few announcements to make. You know how Doug and I, we have to pimp everything. So I will get to you, Roger, very, very quickly. First of all, I want to say that tickets are going very, very well for all of the Rundgren Radio shows. If you still want tickets, though, which there might be a few of you out there that haven't purchased yet, feel free to go to www.awatslive.com, just like the guy in the commercial just said. I believe we've still got some, I know we've still got tickets for Akron 2 and for Stanford, and we have just a limited few left on for the first Akron show due to some chargebacks. So you can still get tickets for that first show, the world premiere of AWOT. I want to also mention that Mary Adams has been testing her web stream in order, you know, to see if she can broadcast from the party that's going to be in Akron on Saturday, September 5th. She had a few audio problems on Thursday, and then she was going to do a test today, hopefully to work all that out. And I believe there was some breaking and entering that was done, but the owner of the house, CLB, says that she gave permission. Likely story. Anyway, somehow they did not get their Wi-Fi all hooked up just right. So maybe Mary might be doing some other tests in the next week or so to test out some audio things. And if we don't get the audio up and running, you know what? We'll just go with picture, and that way you that are at home can play your Todd songs and still be able to see what's going on at the party. It was announced this week that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland is going to have their Todd Rundgren exhibit, or display, if you will. It will be installed and be up and running as of Friday, September 4th. This is perfect timing. There is also word on the street that Todd himself and the guys will be going to see the display on Monday the 7th. I have no idea what time that'll be. It's probably going to be that afternoon sometime. Let's see what else we've got. Doug is going to be putting up a YouTube video later on tonight if he gets a chance. I know he's got a big concert he's going to tonight, but he's been working on putting up a video on YouTube. So just keep checking the Rundgren Radio account, if you will, on YouTube. I need to announce that there have been two new Todd shows that have been announced in the last few days. I don't believe they are AWOT shows, but nevertheless, they are Todd shows. So get out there and buy your tickets. What we've got so far is October 21st in Annapolis at the Ram's Head and October 25th at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, California. So hopefully there will be a few shows that will be added before that, between that, or after that. So do stay tuned, and hopefully somewhere along the line you can go catch Todd. But I would encourage you to go see these AWOTCH shows because word on the street is they're going to be phenomenal. Costume changes, people, including some costumes that actually go back to the day of the whole AWOTS era. So why would you want to miss this? I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying. All right, enough of my blabbering. I think.
Hey, if we put some Roger, of your show on Western Radio today.
Okay. Roger, do we have you at 916?
Yes, that's me, I guess.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
Okay, we're doing good. We just had an infusion of people coming, so they're all listening in the, well, about 30 seconds from now they'll be listening because of the delay.
Yeah, there is, yes.
But, I see Mr. SOB walking up the sidewalk here, so.
Oh, dear.
Party is ready to start now.
Oh, dear. Well, so you guys got started, what, a couple of hours ago?
We started at 1 o'clock, and as usual, you know, the party starts at 1. We get a few people, but we know that most of the people come around 3 o'clock, and here they are.
The party
is officially beginning. John just tells me this now, so.
Yeah.
So
well,
we got the group is inside. They're listening to Rungeon Radio through the stereo. So I have to step outside so that we don't have that old dreaded feedback problem.
Well, make sure that you tell them to step outside occasionally so they can come and say hi to
them. Well, we got. I told them to go ahead and call so that you know they can also call from their own phones. I know Marianne is sitting in there ready to call and I think she has called. So she's probably in the queue with her 530 area code.
All right. Okay.
And Adrian Bourgeois and Brett Bourgeois just arrived.
Very good. So Adrian's going to be performing pretty soon?
Adrian is going to set up. Well, he's scheduled to go on at 3:30, so we'll see how close we maintain that schedule.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
And we've probably got about 20 people here so far. Nobody has gotten in the pool yet because it's so hot at, well, it's so hot by everybody else's standards. By Sacramento standards, it's maybe 92 degrees out or something like that. So it's actually pretty nice. But all these folks are from the Bay Area where summer to them is 65 degrees.
So they think it's too hot to swim now?
Yeah, so it's too hot for the moment anyway. But I'm hoping that we'll have a few people end up in the pool. We've been in and out of the house. It's nice and cool in the house. There's plenty of cold drinks outside, so you have to come outside if you want to get a cold drink.
There you go.
My son Brad just put a bunch of burgers on the grill, so we're going to have some burgers going on.
Wow. I wish I was there. How many people do you expect will show up?
Well, we had, I think the final count was 36 people. We'll see if most of them show up. You know, we'll probably be on the order of about 30 people. So
very good. What's your biggest crowd you've ever had, Roger, to Todd Fest West?
Somewhere between 40 and 50 people, I think.
Oh, well, then you're pretty close.
Yeah, we're pretty close to, you know, what we normally have. You know, because we always have it at somebody's house, you know, we have to be concerned about the number of people that come.
Of course.
You know,
I have to tell you, and unless you're not, well, I don't know, you may be in the chat room. People are saying hi to you, and OC Sherry says hi to Cece, so we must mention the hostess of the party for sure.
Cece is inside the house. She hasn't come out right now. She was out earlier, of course, but like I said, most people are in the house. We got Steve LaFond is out here, and he's taken pictures. He's been our official podcast photographer since the very beginning, back in 1995 when we first started this. So, I don't know. Steve, why don't you say something?
Well, it's good to be here. It's a little warm outside, but that's not It's not heating up the spirits of the fest. It's certainly starting to jump. A whole bunch of people just showed up. Going to have a good time today, no doubt.
Of course.
That came through okay?
Yeah, came through just fine.
Okay. We've got just my little lapel microphone on here, so we'll see how it easy to do. Now,
yeah,
SOB is out here walking around
quite
with
well.
The beach towel. Yeah. So SOB
Roger
is walking around with the beach towel, so I think he's planning on going to the pool pretty soon.
All right. Well, Roger, why don't you give us just a little history of how you ever got started doing Todd Fest West before we start talking to more party guests.
Well, back in 1995, Debbie Summer, who was a fan who at that time lived in Sacramento, and she and I met online on the old A Wizard list, you know, back when it was run by somebody else. And we started talking, and we both knew that we lived in Sacramento, and even though we had never met, we thought, you know, we should try to put together some sort of a gathering of Todd fans, because we would always read in Utopia Times, you know, about all these big gatherings and stuff that happened back in Philadelphia area and Ohio and everything like that, but there was never anything like that happening in California. So we decided that we would go ahead and try to put this together, so we actually arranged a meeting for ourselves. Again, like I said, we had never met other than online, and so we decided to meet at the Tower Records in downtown Sacramento. I said, you know, meet me over by the Todd Rundgren section. You know, seemed like a logical place to meet.
Yeah.
And so we met, and we went ahead and started planning and put out an invite to find people in Northern California area that would want to come to this. And it was at her house, and she lived in Sacramento. And we decided at that particular event that we would try to do this every year. And so for the first 10 years, we did do it every single year. And then we took a 1 year off. 2003, we didn't have one. 2004, we had, or 2005, we did not have one. 2004 was our 10th anniversary. We decided to take a break. And then 2004, we had our 10th one. 2006, we had our 11th one. And we were planning one for 2008. And something else happened that year instead called Todd Stock.
Yeah.
So we decided that maybe that would sort of be our expression of Todd Fest West. It would be a little bit wester than we had normally gone. But a few of us actually made it out to Todd Stock that normally go to Todd Fest West. But not as many as would normally come to one of these. And so we figured we have to do it this year. So now this is the 12th year, the 12th time that we have done Todd Fest West.
Oh, well, I think I really, really think it's a great idea, and there are a lot of people that are very, very, very envious and wish that they could be there, and so thus we are having this radio show so that people can feel like they are there.
Yeah, you know, back in 1995, you know, when the technology of the Internet was so brand new. I mean, the Internet, of course, had been around, but the web was pretty much brand new, and we would go online, and we had some maybe some email exchanges or something like that. But there was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. There was barely any web presence. And we managed to put out a few things, maybe posted a couple of pictures after the fact. But we've got a lot of live stuff going on in terms of, you know, we've got obviously the Rundgren Radio. We've got our ToddFestWest.com. I've been posting stuff out there. Facebook, we've got stuff on there. We're going to be putting out some pictures.
And, of course,
DRC
on the connection.
Yeah, there's going to be, you know, different things through Twitter and stuff like that. Steve LaFond has taken, I've already downloaded a number of pictures from his camera, so I'm going to be posting those probably after we have the Rundgren Radio. So we'll see some live shots. I'm going to take some video, probably put that up on YouTube. So all this stuff that wasn't possible in 1995, now we can do it. And it's great. And we always have, you know, we have a group of the same people that come, and a group of new people every year, and so it's just so much fun to have all these different people come wherever we happen to have it. Next year, we've already got a volunteer for next year, probably going to happen in Oakland.
Oh, okay, very good.
Next fall, whenever we don't schedule it on any particular weekend, you know, we just sort of whatever is available for the host, that's the person who makes the decision as to when it's going to be.
Right.
Debbie and I are... we're the organizers for the Like You and Doug are the organizers for the Run Good Radio events. You know, Debbie and I are the organizers for the Todd Fest West event.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, you know, 1995 to 2009, that's been Todd Fest West. People
well,
want to
actually,
say, they say
I saw on your website today on the TRC that somebody is wanting to put together a Todd Fest East, so it's catching on, definitely.
Yeah, I know they had one called the New England Todd Fest, and they had that for a couple of years. It was sort of in the Boston area and everything like that. They've never quite gathered as large a group as we have. There was a Texas Todd Fest that happened a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's something that I think people really, really enjoy. It takes a lot of work and a lot of planning to put something like this together, but it sure is fun once it finally happens.
I'm sure it does. Well, why don't you put Debbie on the phone if she's available so we can get her take on this as
okay.
Queen Bee.
Well, let's see if I can find her. I'm out. She won't hear this in 30 seconds again. Debbie. Okay. I just heard on the radio it says please put Debbie on the phone case. If you just speak right now, you can hear you. I'll. What do you want to hear from Debbie? She's here.
I just want to hear what's going on, Debbie. How's it going out there?
Tell a little bit about what's going on. Yeah, go ahead. You can listen in. I'll share your phone with her.
Hello?
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how's it going, Mel?
It's going fine here, except I'm not at the party. I'm having to live vicariously through you guys. So explain what's going on.
Well, pretty much every year we try to gather together and people have fun, as you can hear. And there was always, you know, the first year we all didn't know one another and met and bonded and created a family. And now every year we get some old returnees and some new people joining the fun. And the fests kind of take on a life of their own. There's always a lot of socializing and a lot of food and all people loving to get together with people that know Todd who he is. And we've got some video playing and people are just like, wow, I remember that show. Or, boy, I wish I was at that show. Right now we got a bunch of people chatting about who's going to AWOS and who's not, and people getting pretty darned excited about it all. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what else happens? We've got Adrian Bourgeois playing soon.
Yep.
And we've had our special guests and our phone calls over the year. We've had people like Michelle call us. We've had Roger Powell and Larry Tagg show up to join us. We've really been blessed over the years that it always takes its own shape and form, and it's always a blast.
Are you guys expecting any surprise phone calls today?
Are we expecting any surprise phone calls today? Well, yours wasn't a surprise, but we've got you on the line.
Whee!
So,
you got anybody calling in that wants to talk to us?
Let's see. No. I need to tell you, if you do want to call in, it's just like it always is. It's 646-9-2, and you can ask your own questions because mine are kind of lame. So when do you guys start these Todd Rundgren parodies that I've heard so much about?
Ah, well, let me just get somebody here and ask. Hey, SOB, are we parodying today? About when? The Rundgren Radio would like to know.
About when?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what time are you going to parody today?
It depends on your schedule, not ours. Kurt's got to go to a wedding right after you're here. He's coming only for this appearance.
Oh, my goodness. Aren't we special?
We have a command appearance by Mr. Kurt. Turkey Boy.
Turkey Boy is arriving.
Shine Blue.
And then we're at the mercy of your schedule.
Kurt here?
He's on his way.
Oh, I thought I saw him.
What do you think we can expect as far as parodies today?
Is that Mel?
That's Mel.
Her name might appear in a parody.
Oh.
Mel's name is going to appear in a parody.
Oh, right. No.
Oh, I don't want to listen. I listen to that every Tuesday night like everyone else. It's not Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, John won't listen because it's not Tuesday. So we got some parodies, and apparently the parodies include the name Mel.
People will be disgusted by them, offended by them.
People will be disgusted and offended. Okay, good.
Are you going to parody in Akron?
I haven't really thought about that.
Yes. Yes, that'd be great at the Saturday night party.
You're getting an enthusiastic
yes. In Akron.
Maybe you need to start planning, or maybe you could do a redo. You wouldn't have too many people here that might.
Well, maybe we'll have a parody concert that competes with Fulton's concert.
What do you think about that, Mel?
Oh, LSOB, I'm going to punch him right now.
Okay. So you can kind of see there's people that fly in from points beyond to be with us every year. And I guess this year we've got Adrian and Brent Bourgeois have recently entered the house.
Yeah.
And I should probably go check and see how they're doing as far as setting up for the performance.
Yeah, go ahead and figure out where he wants to set up.
Yeah, I've been rearranging. My little stagehand self has been doing some work.
Are we doing it in the house?
Right over here in the house,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have Adrian do his, a set inside the house. And so he'll get set up while Debbie will work with him to get that set up.
So, Mel, I'm going to give this other ear set back to Roger and let him make the rounds. But thanks so much for I hope that next year you can come play with us.
You know, that sounds like a blast. I'll be there.
Okay.
Let's
go over here. There's a few brave souls that have come outside here, so let's go ahead and give them some chat here. Okay, we're live on Rundgren Radio right now. So we got
Michael Stamm.
Michael Stamm.
Corey Norwood.
Paul Lewis.
And
Gary Sears.
And Gary Sears. Okay, I don't know if you're close. Can you hear any of those names, Paul?
Yes, I can hear. Uh-huh.
Okay. We got CC over here taking pictures. Oh, you wanted some insight from CC as well, right?
I would love to.
as she backs away, but she's a former Rundgren Radio co-host, so she should be comfortable on the side. Okay, so I'll plug her in so that she can hear you.
Okay.
And be sure that you're speaking to the microphone here.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this CC?
Hi, Mel.
Hi. I know you're stressing because you have a house full of people, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody got to say hi to you. And I guess
looking forward
you guys are frantic.
We're looking forward to AWOT.
Well, but you need to be concentrated on your current situation there.
Yeah.
To start pushing people in the pool.
Oh, when do we start pushing
people
in the pool?
Well, we got two people with legs in the pool, so we've actually started at least some cooling down.
Good. So you guys are going to have, like, hamburgers and hot dogs?
Yeah, we got hamburgers just came off the grill. We got some hot dogs on the grill. Most people have brought comfort foods, so we've got lots of chips and some brownies and cupcakes. And a lot of people have brought beer for some reason. I'm not sure why we have so much beer here, but apparently we'll be drinking a lot.
I think that we know why there's a...
Hello.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah, okay.
You might want to move a little further away from the main crowd because kind of...
We're getting noise. Okay, I'll move to the... To the retreat part of the patio here, we have Mr. John Hanavan here, a former Podfest West co-host.
No.
Hello, John.
Hello, Roger. How are you, sir?
So we are live on Rundgren Radio.
So I am to understand.
And I am to understand that you have volunteered your place for Podfest West 13.
And this will actually be a 10-year anniversary from my previous fest, the 1999 fest formerly known as, which was... highly reputed as being one of the better fests, if I may be so bold. Good. And it will
be a
nice
resurgence,
as we say, of the Todd Fest in the Oakland area,
yes.
Which I'm looking forward to reigniting.
Yes, okay. So that'll be sometime next summer. Of course, date to be determined.
Indeed.
Oakland is not as hot as Sacramento, so
nope.
We don't have to deal with the heat.
No, but we are going to work on some interesting live acts. And I actually am even thinking on a long scale of not having it at the house and actually doing a venue sort of event.
Oh, venue.
But this is very, very on the QT So don't mention it on the radio or anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now, we had actually Todd our only other venue show. Every time it's always been at somebody else's house, but in 2004 we had at the Oakland Metro. It was a big theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that we had Roger Powell as our special guest that year. And that was a pretty nice thing. We had this huge screen where we were projecting videos onto it, and people were performing in front of the screen, and that was quite the event. That was our 10th anniversary show, so we figured we had to do something up big.
Yeah.
Now, we have another host here, former co-host, actually two-time.
Yeah, the only other two-time host,
The two-time host here, Kim LaFond. And she and Steve LaFond had it at their house twice in Campbell, California. And Campbell, of course, is the site of the Heritage.
The Heritage Theater.
Heritage Theater, where Todd performed
on the Liars,
Liars Tour.
Yeah. That was awesome. It was an outstanding show, an intimate little venue, and we had perfect seats, which was really good. Took our daughter with us, who's been a Todd fan since she was internal. And it was just beautiful, and we can't wait till we can host it again. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, their daughter Corey came to the very first and almost every Todd Fest since 1995. She was two and a half years old at the first Fest, and she's grown up with Todd Fest. And this year she decided to skip it because she figured that work was too important.
She got into that paycheck. She
yeah.
got into that groove, and now she's a pawn of the big machine.
But she's what, 17?
She's 17.
She's 17 years old.
High school.
So she's been with us since she was 2 years old. So that's the youngest Todd Fest fan that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim,
so
can you hear me?
To hang with us. Yes.
Kim.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Kim is plugged in.
Hi. Okay. I just want to get the color commentary from a female there. Is everybody wearing their Todd Fest, Todd stock, Todd T-shirts, or pins and buttons and all that? What is everybody looking like at this party?
The Todd Fest seem to have kind of a tiki theme underlying, so either people are wearing Todd shirts or they're wearing kind of Hawaiian tropical type stuff, so you've got kind of a mix.
Okay.
Looking around, and most of the guys are wearing Todd shirts, but there's a couple that are wearing some pretty cool Hawaiian type shirts. I'm wearing a tie dye looking dress. Let's see, what do we got? I don't know. We got John dancing over here. He's distracting me. Sorry about that. He's wearing a beautiful tie dye purple shirt. But we have some people that have some really, really cool Todd earrings that were, I guess, offered at the Slim show recently. Tiny little about inch square album cover earrings, which are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, those are Jan.
Those are the ones from Jan I, yeah.
From Jan, yeah. Then we've got some vintage Todd shirts. I'm seeing, is that on the front of the shirt?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, there's a good mix of Todd wear.
Okay.
And it's very hot, so almost everybody's in shorts.
Yeah. So who can answer the question on the status report on Adrian? Is he getting all set up?
He's getting set up in the house. Yeah.
I don't want to run
through. They're setting him up in the house, so I'm not sure what the status of he is now. What time do we got here? Is it getting close?
3:25.
3:25, yeah. So yeah, he is okay with putting out his stuff on the show.
Oh, good. Okay. Hi, Adrian. I know you're listening in the house, so I'm just saying hi. I'm sure he's busy.
He may hear you. They're setting up in one of the other rooms. So let's see. Okay, we got another guest here, a local. We're live on Rundgren Radio here. I'm speaking with Ben Russell.
Hi, Roger.
And Ben is here. How many fests have you been to in the past?
I was just telling Gary, I think this is my third.
Third fest, okay. So Ben is a repeat guest. He's not yet hosted a fest, so maybe we'll have to talk him into that one of these years.
My house has 650 square feet.
Yeah, okay, 650 square feet. We can pack
the matchbox
into that, yeah.
I do believe we could fill that up. I think so.
Yeah, we could definitely fill that up, yeah. But Ben is one of the few. A lot of people, you know, they come here from the Bay Area or even farther, and there are very few people that actually come in from the Sacramento area, but we do have a few at this particular one here today that are from Sacramento or the Sacramento greater metropolitan area. So that's sort of nice to finally be represented at a Todd Fest.
Thanks.
Because, like I said, you know, we're always overtaken. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk we don't want to talk to Scott. Scott doesn't want to talk, but Lynette wants to talk, right? Lynette, you want to talk to Run Gun Radio?
No, but hello, Run Gun Radio.
Okay, she just says hello. Okay. Okay.
Hey, this, well, we're flying by the seat.
Marianne is very comfortable with Run Gun Radio, so I will let her talk. You could just talk
good.
Out loud, and here she is.
And then we got Adrian about ready.
Adrian is about ready. So.
Hi, Melly. It's Marianne.
He is ready.
Hi, Marianne. Can you hear me?
Oh, I need an earpiece.
Okay.
Okay. Now I can hear you.
We've got her connected.
Okay.
Hi. Hey, Marianne. How are you and Larry doing at your first PodFest?
We're doing great. It's really a lot of fun. What a beautiful place to have it. This backyard is just like a resort. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Nice pool and all pretty and lots of fun people here. I've had one beer, so.
Are you guys planning to stick around through the whole day and the whole night?
Well, we might. We'll stay for a while. I'm not sure how long, but you know, we are kind of old, so I don't know how long we can hold up.
Yeah. In times past, Todd Fest has gone until about 10 or 11 at night. So we'll see. You know, I mean, we're all getting older. We can't stay up that late anymore. Right?
Yeah. Although maybe this could be a little practice run for Akron. You know, we can build up our stamina a little bit.
Good idea.
Okay, well, I'll let somebody else talk. We're here.
I do, too.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, well, we're gonna go and step into the house, and we're going to get a little bit of feedback here because I have to turn this down.
Okay. Everybody, warning.
Okay, so we've turned down the stereo here, and Adrian is tuning up his guitar. Are you ready to play? Okay, so he is unplugged, so we're going to get real close here and see what we can do to pick up Adrian here. I think we're basically right on schedule.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Go ahead.
Roger, we're going to see how the audio sounds. If it's not good, then I may have to cut you off. So.
Okay, well, I'll be listening in, so you can tell me at any time.
Okay.
Okay. So anybody else that's outside, we can let them know, but go ahead, Adrian. Well, first of all, everyone, this is Adrian Bourgeois. He is a talented performer. He performs in Sacramento area as well as San Francisco area, and we've had the pleasure of seeing him multiple times. If you recognize the name, he's the son of Brent Bourgeois, who is sitting down here on the couch. Brent, of course, is part of the group formerly known as Bourgeois Tag, and whom Todd produced their second album, Yo-Yo, and hopefully everybody in this room has that album. If not, you should try to find it because it's a fantastic album, and it is really great. Brent is a great performer. Brent and Larry and the rest of the band reunited last year for a one-time concert in Sacramento. It was absolutely fantastic. I was at the show at the Crest Theater. It was a fundraiser, and they did an absolutely fantastic job. If you want a DVD of that, see Brent, because I'm sure that he can hook you up with a DVD of that particular show for a one-time donation that further supports the fundraiser. So without any further ado, I introduce Adrian Bourgeois to perform for you. Thank you.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good. If you can get some vocals a little better, that'd be better.
Okay, yeah. I will stand up and try to get some of that better.
Clown,
$10, 2 for 25, according to Brent. The fella. Are we still there?
We're still here, Roger.
Okay. How's it coming through?
Listening.
Okay, is it coming through okay?
We're on the air for another 15 minutes.
Okay. So here's some more interesting songs.
Hey, watch out, look how he's coming. Come on. ahead and let Adrian fade out of the distance as we begin to wrap up this 1 hour Todd Fest West special.
Yeah, that sounded very good. Tell him that we loved it. Everyone gave him good reviews in the chat room.
Well, that's great. Adrian just revealed, I don't know if you were able to pick that up, but he's going to be part of a Michael Jackson tribute concert next weekend.
I thought I heard that.
Yeah, and that's going to be here in Sacramento.
Are you going to go to that?
At Harlow's. And, yeah, I may check that out. I don't know. Some of the musicians that are on the bill playing along with him, there's a fellow named Brett Bourgeois going to be playing with him.
Oh.
And another fellow named Larry Tagg is going
awesome.
To be playing with him.
Oh,
and Lance Tabor, who actually Lance Tabor is one of the original members of Bourgeois Tagg before they recorded their first album.
What was his name?
Lance Tabor.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
And so they're going to be playing this Michael Jackson tribute. So he wouldn't say anything for us this moment. It's still a secret. It's, I guess it's sort of, you know, as closed mouth as the AWOS tour is as far as the details is what's going on. But sounds like it might be sort of an interesting show. So anybody that happens to be in the Sacramento area, they may know where Harlow's is. It's down on J Street in Sacramento.
Okay.
And, it sounds like an interesting show, so I may
All
have
right.
to check that one
now,
out.
Now tell us again where people can go look at photos and videos from today's festivities.
Okay, we'll be posting stuff throughout the day. I would say primarily just go ahead and start at toddfestwest.com. I'll be putting some live shots there. I'll probably be putting some stuff out on the Todd Fest West Facebook page.
Okay.
You may have to search for that, or I think there's a link on the TR. Well, there's a link on the toddfestwest.com to the Todd Fest West Facebook page. Wherever it's easiest for me to post live pictures. I took some video of Adrian. I'll probably take some more pictures, some more video of other stuff happening on, and I'll probably end up getting that out on YouTube, and I'll try to post a link for that. Of course, all the pictures that are taken today will end up in a gallery on toddfestwest.com that'll be out there in the next few days. So,
okay.
So even if we don't post stuff live, it'll be out there in the next couple of days. So.
Cool. Okay. Well, go back into the party, and I'm going to hang up on you or mute you or whatever because we've got about 30 seconds left. But thank you so much for letting us come to your party, and y'all have a blast.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know that everybody out there wanted to come, and this was the only way that they could be there today, and I'm glad that they could join us this way at least.
Yeah. Thanks, Roger.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. That was fun, wasn't that? I mean, I'm kind of more jealous now, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But anyway, do check back. With us Tuesday night. I'm not sure who the guest is at this point. I think we're working on actually two guests. But you know the drill. We're on at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And that's a wrap, everybody. Buy your tickets for AWOTS, awotslive.com, or DVD recording in Stamford. See you later, everybody. Have a great Saturday night.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Rundgren, and you're listening to RundgrenRadio.com.
You are the creme de la creme, my friend. Well, thank you so much for your support.